Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we have Joe Fowler, the creator of a new Mormon message in studio today. Hello, thank you for being here.
Hi, you're welcome.
You're a frequent visitor here.
Sure.
Because we just love all of your Mormon messages. Your newest one is called To Protect Our Nestlings, and the concept behind it is different than a lot of Mormon messages that I've seen. Can you kind of talk through how you came up with the concept for it?
Sure. So we've done animation in the past. We don't do it frequently for our messages, and I definitely don't want to only feel like we can do one type of video, one type of medium. I mean, we do documentaries and we do narratives. We tell stories in different ways, and so animation was, we thought, was the best fit, especially because with this story, we're trying to kind of recreate this experience that President Packer had at his home with these finches that built the nest in the ivy. We wanted to kind of recreate that, and working with like birds and snakes and cats in real life is a difficult thing.
It's hard.
but animating them, we can make them do whatever we want, and they're pretty cooperative. So
let's walk through the story told by Boyd K. Packer, and it talks about how he had a view from his kitchen window,
right,
that looked out on a garden where finches would often nest. Correct.
Right. So there were ivy that would come up, grow up the house. And the birds, the finches, would take kind of refuge there, build their nest there because it was a safe place. And he said they had cats and foxes and raccoons and things that might, you know, try to get them and their eggs, especially if they were lower. So he said they lived in that home for 50 years, and these finches would come every year and make their nest there, and it was a safe place. Well, one year there was, as he puts it, a commotion in the ivy, and there was a bunch of birds making noise and a bunch of rustling, and one of his sons reached his hand in and pulled out a snake. And in the snake, there were three lumps representing the three little finch eggs that it had swallowed.
I think it
inspired him to think, you know, these finches felt they were safe where they'd built their nest, but they were a little naive to the other dangers of, you know, for example, the snake was able to come down from the top as opposed to just down from up from below. And the analogy that he was trying to draw is that even within our own homes, we can do a lot of things to protect our children outside of our home, but we shouldn't be naive to the dangers that might exist in our home. And we're not talking about like carbon monoxide dangers. We're talking about types of dangers that can come through technology. And it's difficult, and in this project especially, the last thing that I want to say, or anyone wants to say, is that technology is bad, because that's not the truth. But technology can be a window to negative things. And if we don't pay attention to what our children are doing with technology, they might get in trouble.
Especially in this day and age where, you know, sometimes as young as first, second, third graders have phones, you know, they're walking around with smartphones.
Right.
You don't know what kind of things they're able to pull up on there, or maybe their friends are showing them, or someone else is showing them.
And younger children are being exposed to these kind of horrible things. And so to not pay attention to that, to not talk to them about that earlier, I think is very reckless.
So the goal of the message really is just to kind of send a reminder to parents and say, look, this is an issue.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to pay attention a little bit more closely to this so that you know exactly what's going on with your kids and technology.
Yeah, it's a cautionary tale. Like I said, it's not against technology. It's a cautionary tale of this is what could happen. So be aware and do what you can to protect yourself and your family.
Back to the message itself. You say it's animated, but it doesn't really look... I think it's a really good balance between feeling like kids could watch it and be really interested in it, but it doesn't feel super childlike where adults, you know, it doesn't look cartoony at all. It looks like a very mature animation.
So that's right. There is kind of an impression when people say animation, they think of cartoons. They think of, you know, more, silly children's cartoons, entertainment. But animation is a pretty broad genre, and there are a lot of different styles and artistic techniques, and we've done that in the past. We did a project, a Mormon message last year for President Uchtdorf called A Mother's Hope. Specifically, it was not made for children. I mean, families can watch it, children can watch it, but you know, it was targeted towards adults. and children were able to see and enjoy as well. The Coat is another example. It's kind of a popular video that the church has done. And it was the same kind of thing. We tried to make it a little more reverent in style instead of goofy or silly like other cartoons are. And this one in particular, we picked an artist and an art style that was very, very beautiful. We wanted the imagery to be something you'd want to print and hang up on your wall. And the way it's animated, it makes it look like they're puppets. And so we tried to make it artistic and creative to pull the audience in. And so they would hopefully want to pay attention to the message that's there in the story as well.
And this message is also, it's very short and to the point. It's not long and drawn out. Was that deliberate?
Yeah, for sure. Some videos we've done are, you know, 8, 9, 10 minutes long or longer. And this one actually, I think it's less than 2 minutes. And I think the message is pretty clear. And I don't think it required anything more than that to get across.
Well, it recently launched online. Where can people find it?
So you can go to the Mormon Channel. You can also go to the Mormon Channel's YouTube page. And I'm sure LDS.org has it as well.
Okay, and it's called To Protect Our Nestlings. Joe Fowler, definitely a talent here at the Mormon Channel. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Today's song is Happily Ever After, featuring Jenny Phillips.